Will your engineer sign off on a house that is going to have deleterious, potential deleterious materials in a foundation that hasn't come out in an inner block that's carrying the basin slabs and carrying the roof? The outer leaf doesn't carry any weight. Will your engineers stand over that?
Well, yeah, like I said, the engineers will certainly sign off on the work that's been remediated. And don't forget, to arrive at that situation where that work is undertaken, the housing agency engineer will have had due consideration of the potential future deterioration. That's part of their remit. If we just go back to one thing you said earlier, that you referred to the GSI research, I would just caution that that apparently is just one piece of research of many threads. So we just need to be cautious that we don't perhaps read too much into it at this stage in case we go off in the wrong direction and wait until, I think, NECA have completed all their strand of research and hopefully they have the resources to do that.
Right. I know you're right. That's only one piece of evidence, but, you know, I know you're aware that there's international evidence as well in America and Canada. Dr. Paul Dunlop, Dr. Eileen Doherty have been doing a lot of research, and no doubt you're familiar with that work as well. So there is a lot of research out there, and meanwhile, homeowners still have to wait.